Because if all believers are raptured from the earth, okay, how are people going to get saved? I mean, here's the thing. There's going to be the two witnesses during the end times. And the two witnesses start before the 144,000, and we'll talk about that in a later sermon, which I believe are Moses and Elijah. And they have a very public ministry, but people with a very public ministry, as great as that is, that doesn't really reach the souls around the world, okay? Look, our pastor in Sacramento, who's still the authority of this church, you know, I'm running this church underneath his authority, he has a very public ministry. People know who Pastor Roger Jimenez is. He's very well known. He's been in documentaries, especially in the U.S., he's very well known. Many of you have listened to lots of sermons of his. He has a very public ministry, and he has plenty of people that watch his videos and listen to his sermons. But I want you to realize, as great as it is and as it's reached people here, it really doesn't get a whole lot of people saved in the Philippines. What it does is it inspires soul winners to go soul winning and to get people saved. We will get far more people saved here in the Philippines than Pastor Jimenez will. Why? Because we're the boots on the ground to do the work. See, the public ministry is great, but that doesn't reach the whole world with the gospel. What reaches the world with the gospel is people actually doing the work. People with a public ministry, Pastor Jimenez, Pastor Anderson, that is great, and it inspires people around the world, but the most people that get saved are from just one-on-one soul winning. Amen. That's the reality. And so the 144,000, they are the boots on the ground, because two men with an online presence that are well-known, that are in the media, that's not going to get people saved around the world. People get saved from a gospel presentation one-on-one. That's how they get saved. And even with the documentaries that our church has been a part of and things such as that, and there's a soul-winning plan at the very end, like there's a 10-minute gospel presentation. Can people get saved from that? Absolutely. Amen for everyone who's gotten saved from it. But the vast minority of people get saved from that. I remember going soul-winning with someone who's a member of Mountain Baptist Church. And, you know, we were at the same school in Bridgeport. And I saw we were both friends with Pastor Anderson on Facebook. So I sent him a message on a Saturday night. And for whatever reason, I was looking at my hometown of Bridgeport. And, you know, I saw one person was friends with Pastor Anderson, so I sent him a message and invited him to church. I said, you know, hey, you know, we got a group of people that are online listeners. We go soul winning. And he's like, I'll be there tomorrow. And he drove up 45 minutes and came to church the next day. Well, I went soul winning with him, and, you know, it was great. It was awesome. He still goes to Mountain Baptist. He's a great guy. And, you know, what's interesting is he told me a couple years later, he's like, Brother Stuckey, I just wanted to let you know that when we went soul winning on that Sunday, when I first came to church, he's like, you know, I didn't realize it at first, but he's like, I actually wasn't saved when I went soul winning with you. I had been listening to Pastor Anderson for a long time, but when I heard you preach the gospel and get somebody saved, I actually asked Jesus to save me myself. And he's like, I know that's the moment I got saved. I wasn't saved before that. That's what he told me. Now look, do people get saved from the online ministry? Absolutely. But you know, how many more people are out there like that, that they hear great preaching? And here's the thing, people that are unsaved can want to live for God. Cornelius was one of those people. Many people probably in this room, you listen to online preaching, and maybe you weren't saved when you were listening to it, and maybe eventually you did get saved from all the preaching. You know, maybe not, though, okay? And there's a lot of people out there, they want to live a godly life, they want the hard preaching, they want to serve God. It doesn't even necessarily mean they're saved yet, though, and the best way to get those people saved is just a one-on-one gospel presentation. If people visit our church that say, oh, I've listened to Pastor Jimenez online, I don't guarantee that person's saved. Because I've seen so many people that visited Verity Baptist Church. They were listening to the sermons online. You ask them afterwards, do you know for sure you're going to heaven? I'm not sure. Why? Because they love good preaching. That doesn't mean that they're saved, though. Okay? And so the 144,000, they are the boots on the ground to preach the gospel. Okay? Now look, in this room, you say, Brother Stuckey, I don't want to ever be a pastor or church leader. That's not my goal. Or I'm a woman here, and I hope if you're a woman, that's not your goal to be a pastor, okay? But you say, Brother Stuckey, I don't want to be a pastor. I don't want to run a church. You know, what can I do? Look, you're the boots on the ground, though, to get people saved. And even if you never have a public ministry and nobody knows who you are, hey, you're unknown yet well-known. Amen. See, God knows who you are in heaven. You're the boots on the ground, and every single one of us matters.